This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans could start getting relief checks from the government within 3 weeks in the face of the coronavirus crisis. That assumes the Senate-passed stimulus bill now clears the House today and is signed by President Trump. Mnuchin says
the American workers and American public and American business, they need the money now. So this is not the time to debate a bill that passed with every single vote.
In the interview with CNBC, Mnuchin brushed off some concerns about a record number of weekly jobless claims last week, nearly 3.3 million. Southwest Airlines now cutting 1,500 daily flights as the virus slashes demand for air travel. China banning most foreigners from entering the country now to combat the virus. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, the energy is good. You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I used to get tired early afternoon and now I don't get tired till evening, and I don't get sleepy as early as I used to, and I definitely have more energy. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working. So I'll keep going with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Department of Agriculture says it's trying to make it easier to feed children during this pandemic. As Secretary Sonny Perdue said yesterday, there will be changes removing administrative roadblocks for those who serve meals. The changes allow parents or guardians to take meals home to their kids and also applies to seniors and people with disabilities. Walgreens has begun drive-through shopping during the virus outbreak. The drugstore chain says shoppers can now pull up to the drive-through window and ask for a menu of available items, not just prescriptions. Legendary Harlem Globetrotter Fred Curley Neal has passed away. For over 20 years, the basketball legend displayed some pretty slick dribbling skills while sporting his signature shaved head and bright smile. He became the face of the team as he played in over 6,000 games across 97 countries. Curley Neal was 77. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
Some breaking news is Attorney General William Barr is telling federal prisons to send some inmates home. Yesterday, he directed the Bureau of Prisons to increase home confinement for older inmates and those with underlying health conditions as another way of trying to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The U.S. Space Force has launched its first satellite. The new military branch conducting a national security space launch from Cape Canaveral yesterday. The United Launch Alliance rocket putting a military communication satellite into orbit the U.S. Space Force had started last December under an order from President Trump. Britain's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have reportedly left Canada and are now staying in Los Angeles. People magazine says they're living in a secluded compound and they stay inside due to the lockdown anyway. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex left the UK for British Columbia last January and they're officially stepping down from their royal duties effective this upcoming Tuesday. And Barack Obama is praising Dr. Anthony Fauci. saying he's been educating people about the coronavirus. The former president left a comment during a live question and answer session that Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors was holding with Dr. Fauci. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, hope you're hanging in there as you continue to stay hunkered down, watching, your social distancing and doing all those right things to slow this coronavirus. All that President Trump has been reminding us of, the task force and that, it appears on the surface to be working. But the reality is that, we are in a war, no doubt. Even generals, retired generals are saying, we may be looking after everything is said and done, is this really being the third world war? We're fighting an unseen enemy here that has been devastating the world. You're talking, 190 countries affected by the coronavirus? Well, we're going to go to New York City right now and join Curtis Sliwa. And it's been a while since we've spoken for Curtis, way too long. And I love Curtis's heart. And his heart comes from, a discipline and a mindset that was deposited into his spirit early on as a child from his mom and dad. And that is to be, to be problem solvers, to be part of the solution, never part of the problem. And what Curtis has done in impacting New York at a street level is nothing short of miraculous and just, awe-inspiring because of the service that he and the guardian angels have provided for the less fortunate there in the streets of New York. This number, I was talking with his sister earlier, she and I are dear friends, and she reminded me that one in every 125 New Yorkers is homeless. That number is we're talking, 67,000, 70,000 homeless people, Curtis, there in New York?
Yeah, those are the ones that actually are sheltered in on a regular basis. There's at least another 10,000 that are roaming the streets, living in the subways, living in the parks, that are out of sight, out of mind. But now, you can't ignore them because, as everyone has been told to shelter in, stay inside, don't go outside, we see the homeless and especially the emotionally disturbed persons roaming around. The state and the city has no resources for them. They padlocked their offices that would regularly do intervention with them. Mm-hmm. So we've decided to fill the void. We've decided to go out into the streets and the subways, and we're washing them up. We're making sure they're not going to catch the coronavirus. Because let's face it, even if you didn't care about the homeless or emotionally disturbed persons, which unfortunately a lot of government and the citizenship really don't, you have to be concerned about the fact that if they get the coronavirus,
exactly,
and it spreads in their homeless community, that can eventually infect others. So it's a preventative measure, but it's also giving them nutrition, giving them food, giving them wipes, having conversations with them, not approaching them with hazmat suits. We're not wearing masks. We're not wearing gloves. These are human beings like us.
Exactly.
There, if not for the grace of God, might be any of us.
Exactly.
So we have to tend to these people. And unfortunately, I heard your earlier remarks about it being World War III. We've been through a lot of battles in New York City, going back to the attack of 9/11, the crash of 2008, Superstorm Sandy. And we were always comforted, and we were told to come together. It's us and we, not I and me.
Mm-hmm.
I find that from almost all of our officials, we're being told, wait a second, you know, your neighbor might have that hidden enemy within him or her. The person that you've spent so much time with in your neighborhood, in your block, you can't trust them, so you have to shelter in away from them. And I say, that's not the American concept.
Right.
Well, what made us a great nation is we always came to one another's aid, even if we can't physically approach them. Even if you want to socially distance yourself, don't cut yourself off from them. We've got all the technology in the world to constantly stay in touch and make sure that everyone's feelings are uplifted, because I find many people who have been overcome with anxiety and depression because all of this news is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather point out the positive news that's coming at this negative time that uplifts all of humanity, all of society.
Well, what you're doing is uplifting, Curtis, but this has been the spirit of the Guardian Angels from day one when you founded it back in 1979. Now, the reason I was excited to get you on with us is because this has been something that I've been pointing out repeatedly in the last several weeks, particularly as it relates to my hometown in Los Angeles. I mean, the last time I was in L.A. to see the homelessness there and what is going on. In fact, I got in a little bit of trouble because with all the human excrement, conditions there in Los Angeles, people sleeping in tents, just over the freeway overpasses and that. I mean, it just blew me away that within, you know, several months how this has overtaken the city. And even before we got into the coronavirus, I was saying, look, we're ripe for a plague. And I got in trouble for that. And they said, wait a minute, you can't say that. And I said, but watch what happened. And sure enough, within a matter of weeks, there was an official from the city offices walking through, tiptoeing through the tulips, as Tiny Tim would sing, and she contracted the plague. And so, you know, the reality is that we have to be vigilant at all levels. And as you said, rightfully so, previously, the homeless, the emotionally disturbed person, you talk about the real forgotten men and women. These are the really forgotten men and women. And thank God, at least in New York, I know there are places in Los Angeles that have not forgotten the underserved and are doing the best they can. But what you guys are doing there in the vast New York City subway, you know, network, 472 stations, 23 different subway lines. You guys are, you know, vigilantly going through and, you know, cleaning up the areas, you know, talking to people that, as you say, aren't even treated like a human being. They're ignored. And I got to imagine with the pall of this scare of coronavirus on top of it, I mean, we are all the more isolating our fellow citizens, our brothers and sisters. We are isolating them, and this could really, if we do not manage and attend to this, this could really come back and bite us in unsuspected areas.
Well, I think the worst thing is that we've turned people against one another.
Yes.
We've made people feel that they have to be careful. They have to be suspect of other people, strangers, friends, relatives. I think we made a horrible mistake, Bill, when some people suggested, let's clear out all the dormitories. Let's send all the young people home, you know, who are in college, who are going through their last studies before they graduate and enter the workforce. Well, wait a second. What did you send all the young people home for?
Right.
So if they were carrying the coronavirus, which would have very little impact on them, they're now spreading it to the older people, people who have immunity, people who are more suspect, catching it in a more serious way, and maybe, unfortunately, perishing from that. So, look, everybody has made mistakes along the way. Nobody expected this. Nobody could say, oh, I knew this was coming. We had enough equipment. We had enough supplies. We knew exactly how to deal with this. We didn't. We're going to learn a lot from this pandemic. But I think the biggest mistake that we've made is we haven't said, now, wait a second. Mm-hmm. We're all going to get this coronavirus at one point or another.
Curtis, we've got to go to break, so we got to hit the pause button. More from Curtis after this.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
This is sponsored by Hyundai. April is National Car Care Month. It reminds consumers that regular maintenance can improve the performance of their vehicle and save money. Hyundai is making this much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new 2020 model year Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal intervals for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's best warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
The program is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com. Again, that's HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, your golden. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
And I'm sure Curtis Sliwa would agree with me that, look, if we're going to save this country, that means we cannot let go of the freedoms that are enumerated in our U.S. Constitution because of fear. I mean, we've gone through this before. I mean, Curtis is talking to us live. He's based in New York. He and the Guardian Angels doing an incredible job there with not only the homeless. One in 125 New Yorkers are homeless, but also with those that are dealing the emotionally, what they call EDPs, the emotionally disturbed persons that are there that have no place. Can you imagine what EDPs must be going through? I mean, even the homeless that are really, truly the forgotten men and women, and how this isolation and the reaction and the fear that is spreading all over our country, it is like a dark cloud, Curtis, isn't it?
It is, and our state governments are culpable here because they've closed their psychiatric facility. They've sent the emotionally disturbed persons to their home. Their families are not capable of dealing with people who have those kind of severe psychosis problems.
Right.
They don't take their medication. So then they end up roaming the streets. They're a danger to themselves and oftentimes a danger to others that they live with and a danger to people in what we would call regular society. Mm-hmm. And it's almost as if we just don't want to grapple with that problem. I look at an emotionally disturbed person the same way I would as if I came across a sick person in the street. In fact, not even
right.
a person, a sick baby.
Yes.
An emotionally disturbed person does not have control of their mental or physical faculties. At times, they're very childlike. And whereas we would pick up the person who was sick and take them to a hospital for their medical needs, we just leave the emotionally disturbed person there to wallow in their urine, their defecation, to mumble to themselves.
Mm.
You know, that's a mark against us as a society. We're
really?
A first world country. We're a country that's a giving country to everyone around the world, and we won't even take care of our most needy. That's a shame on us for that.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad that you're pointing this out because we need to stop and consider this. And maybe this time out, Curtis, that we're all having, you know, summer self-quarantine, you know, businesses not open, all these things that are happening. Maybe we can redeem the time in such a way to, you know, pause and consider these first principles. Because I've maintained this is an opportunity for us to reevaluate and see how we have missed the mark when you talk about first principles. First principles are what your parents, my parents taught us, you know, to be self-responsible, to go out there, work hard, be a good citizen, serve others. You know, these are those values that came out of the greatest generation that somehow have been lost to, you know, political ambition and some sort of, you know, crazy theoretical process that's never proven successful. It lives in the land of the theoretical, and we talk about it on college campuses like it's empirical.
Yes, and also if you look at our government, our governors are now able to flex because they've been able to put into effect executive powers, which if people were to step back and say, our governor can do what?
Yes.
He can close everything. He can force everyone to be in a quarantine. He can order us to go into our homes. He can send the National Guard into our streets. He can order the police to arrest us. And we don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
We don't question it. We just roll over as if government is going to take care of us from the cradle to the grave. Well, I don't want government taking care of me or anyone else from the cradle to the grave, except for the most needy. And
right.
now that we really need government, what is government saying to us? Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. We don't know how many months this is going to go on. So meantime, people, they need income. People need to feed their families. People need to get back to a normal way of life. They need to enjoy the freedoms of this country. And it's almost as if local governments is saying, hold your horses.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you know when it's normal. But
exactly.
right now, we control every aspect of your life. And that's not the American way.
No, you're exactly. And this is the scary part about the stimulus, Curtis, is that are we going to help or are we going to hurt people through this process? We knew in 08 when it was almost $1 trillion, passed a stimulus bill with all the shovel-ready jobs. They didn't show up, and all, and what came with it was unintended consequences. And I am praying that we do not reproduce the results of 08 here in 2020. And because you got a lot of money out there, and all you have to do is follow the money, and you watch the politicians, suddenly they fly off their perch, and they're going to follow the money because the vault is open, and when you've got a lot of zeros flying around, there's going to be a lot of greed out there. I mean, listen to what Governor Cuomo said. I mean, for him to complain that he wasn't getting enough money, but I'll tell you, I think Kristen Gillibrand, to her credit, came back and said, look, at this stimulus is not to make states whole. I mean, New York has made its mistakes. I mean, Governor Cuomo 5 years ago had a chance to buy ventilators. He chose not to. He wanted to do some Green Deal. He invested his money in Green Deal options. And now because he made a poor decision and the vault is open, he's figuring, hey, maybe they can I can get healed from that mistake to live another day to pursue other Green Deals down the road.
Well, I think also he has been in a fiscal hole with $6 billion in debt before the coronavirus even hit New York, making it the hotspot. Mm-hmm. And that's progressively going to get worse and worse. And unlike the federal government, which can just raise the debt, raise the deficit, no worries. Let
yes.
our children and Children's Federation have to deal with the mess we're creating for them. Each government in the state and a municipality must have a balanced budget. That's the law.
Right.
So he knows he's facing a fiscal tsunami.
Mm.
He's got the cameras on him every day, so he's going to cry, he's going to shout, he's going to holler, because he knows the greasy wheel, the squeaky wheel is going to get the most grease. So he knows if he doesn't get federal dollars now, he's not going to get it down the road. And unfortunately, New York State may end up in the fiscal abyss. We may have to end up declaring Chapter 11, not because of the coronavirus,
yes,
but because of our fiscal incompetence and our corruptive ways. Mm-hmm. We have politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, who had their beak in the trough, who've been siphoning off money and acting like they're Santa Claus. Well, remember, it's our money.
Yes.
They're playing Santa Claus with. They
exactly.
They abuse it, they abuse mm-hmm. it, they steal it. And then we're in this kind of a mess, and they want to blame everyone but themselves.
I think it's quite unique and appalling, Curtis, that they use our money to buy votes. That's basically what they do. And,
and naturally, an emergency gives them an opportunity at free FaceTime in which they're telling us what benevolent dictators they are, how they're going to take care of all of us. And every time I see a press conference, I say, you know something? I understand you have to get out pertinent information and keep the population informed. But once you've done that, turn the cameras off, the phone go back to the business of America, taking care of our families, working jobs, paying taxes, making sure that the schools operate. Because quite frankly, we don't need these egomaniacal politicians that you need a crane to get in and out of a TV studio. I've had enough of them. Enough of them.
Yes. Well, it's not only the governors, but the mayors. I don't know if you read about this, Curtis, but in Los Angeles, Mayor Garcetti is going to force non-essential businesses, if they continue to work, he's going to shut off the water. I mean, you know, to your earlier point of the power that is now available to these governors and local mayors, it's incredible. But again, I thank you for all the great work that you and the Angels continue to do there in New York City. Be safe. Godspeed, Curtis Lee. Well, I appreciate it.
No, and anytime we'll give you an update because we're on the front line. Fight back. It's us and me, not I and me.
You got it. All the best to you, Curtis, and we'll stay in touch. We'll have you back with updates, all right?
Thank you.
You got it. He's the founder of the Guardian Angels, a nonprofit organization that's been helping people worldwide since 1979. They're taking care of the homeless on the subways of New York City, that system of 472 stations and 23 different subway lines. They are right there on the front lines. Curtis Sliwa and the Guardian Angels.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans could start getting relief checks from the government within 3 weeks in the face of the coronavirus crisis. That assumes the Senate-passed stimulus bill now clears the House today and is signed by President Trump. Mnuchin says
the American workers and American public and American business, they need the money now. So this is not the time to debate a bill that passed with every single vote.
In the interview with CNBC, Mnuchin brushed off some concerns about a record number of weekly jobless claims last week, nearly 3.3 million. Southwest Airlines now cutting 1,500 daily flights as the virus slashes demand for air travel. China banning most foreigners from entering the country now to combat the virus. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for Megan Barth, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Ms. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, hanging in there like everybody else. I was speaking to another friend the other day who lives in Vegas, and she works for a media company there in town, and she shared this one anecdotal story, and you can appreciate this because I walk down the strip and it's like empty. It's a ghost town. And by order of the governor, you know, all the casinos, everything's locked up, right? And so she said that one of the casinos in particular, they had a hard time because they were told you got to lock the doors. Well, they've been open for, you know, 24/7 ever since their beginning, so over 20 years, and they couldn't find the keys to lock the doors.
That sounds about right.
So,
yeah, no one's ever experienced this before in the country, let alone places like casinos in Vegas or even my state of Las Vegas, calling a state of emergency. And then kind of picking an arbitrary number of 30 days, which is not even in line with CDC guidelines. And what you have here, Bill, is a lot of Democrat governors playing doctor.
Right.
And with the economy. And so we've got 17 states now that have 153 million people staying at home. That's basically half of our population.
Right.
Shutting down for 15 days was actually what our Las Vegas mayor wanted.
Mm.
She wanted not stay at home, but what she wanted were casinos to reduce their footprint by 50%, mm-hmm. you know, space, chairs, hurt. So it wouldn't necessarily wreck this economy, but we have a very liberal governor who just completely put in, like I said, an arbitrary 30-day moratorium on every small business and casinos.
Exactly. Well, in California, the mayor, I think the mayor of L.A., is threatening to shut off water to any businesses that are non-essential, you know, to make sure that they comply. I guess, you know, I mean, you talk about Gestapo-type tactics. I mean, this has gone overboard, and what they're failing to realize, first of all, you have people on the Democrats, the Democratic side, that claim that they need to have data and siding with, you know, the doctors and everything, and the doctor's suggestions run the whole gamut. I mean, there's not one set prescription because, as you said at the very beginning, we are in areas we've never lived before. We've experienced some of this, but not to this degree. And here it is. I mean, the perfect storm. We've had flu A and flu B version, and then just for a chaser with a cherry on top, let's bring the coronavirus into play. And as potentially lethal as this is, and I mean lethal, I mean they're talking, you know, this is shades and memories of the 1918 Spanish flu, but fortunately some sober-minded doctors would say, well, you know, calm down, just relax a little bit. And what Donald Trump is trying to do is hold on to all these things in total, that you've got human psychology. You've got human manpower that 2 weeks ago was running, you know, we were a well-oiled machine operating on all 8 cylinders, stock market setting new records, and then all of a sudden, you know, we live in a different America, and these democratic Marxists want to take advantage of this and really, you know, push down on humanity to such inhuman, you know, extremes. Because I think the analysts and the advisors to the president in coming up with this 15-day, you know, slowdown of the coronavirus, this plan, I think was wisdom.
Well, it was wisdom to stop the spread, and the initial policy that he put forth was to prohibit all travel from China, which would have brought more hosts of the virus, an uncontrollable migration, really, through our borders via our globalist economy. You know, this is how I contend, Bill, that we have had this virus since December. We have had this virus. Especially in Las Vegas, we had the largest international trade show called the Consumer Electronics Show, called CES. Mm-hmm. It is the largest in the world. 175 people came to the CES show January 7th to the 11th. A majority, 62,000 foreigners, a majority of Chinese manufacturers, as well as international travelers, as I said, to the tune of 62,000. We had a horrific flu go through the valley here in Nevada as well as Las Vegas, and it was undetermined. It produced pneumonia-like symptoms, very much of the same symptoms that we are seeing now that we have the tests for it.
Right.
So we have these hot pockets throughout the states, New York, California, Seattle, Washington, and they're catching them, so they're able to quarantine people, and most of the people that have it are staying home for 14 days. This virus has a shelf life, but we must stop the spread,
exactly.
Which is critical to our containment, so it doesn't become the Spanish flu, so to speak.
Exactly.
And President Trump did that, and he did it very well. He did it early, and while he was making those decisions, the Democrats were trying to figure out how they were going to impeach him for the third time, and that's what their focus was on. Now we go back to the coronavirus as a pandemic. The lethality rate was projected to be 3.4%. That projection came from who?
Yes.
Who's who?
Yes, exactly.
Who's who? Well, I know who is, and who is the director of WHO. Doesn't even have his medical license. He's not a MD. He got his undergrad in biology. He got his master's in community health. And so what these projections were simply speculative.
Mm-hmm.
And this speculation of the lethality rate really put everyone in panic.
Exactly.
But now that we are seeing, and like I said, we've had this virus since December, most likely, because that's when it was first discovered in China. So we're seeing the lethality rate somewhere around the lethality rate of the flu.
Mm-hmm.
But what we know is that this virus is much more infectious. We know that it is much more dangerous because it attacks your pulmonary system. And we are now in clinical trials, hopefully, for a drug that our governor in Nevada just basically said, much like the governor of California, you can't have any water. Now the governor of California or Nevada is telling us you can't get the drug.
And, oh, by the way, you're quarantined in the state. So how are you going to gain access to it? You know, I've seen it. You can purchase it online for about $20. But make sure this is the hydroxychloroquine, not some chlorinated derivative that takes care of. That takes care. Yes. No, you do need a prescription.
You do not purchase anything online.
Yeah.
You need prescription
for
this medicine. This is a combination medicine. It is a Zithromax hydroxychloroquine or something. I can't even pronounce it.
Hydroxychloroquine, yes.
Chloroquine, thank you. Hydroxychloroquine and like a Z-Pak. But you get a prescription. People will get a prescription if they are in the hospital. They have the right to try. In New York, they are under clinical trials. Our governor here basically prohibited anybody outside of the hospital getting the treatment, which is a violation of my rights and the Constitution.
Exactly.
And it's a slippery slope that this virus and this panic has caused, which is the abridgment of basically our right to life.
Exactly. Well, again, this is all telling, isn't it? Whether it is, you know, the globalists, this is all brought to you by the globalists, the democratic Marxists making these determinative decisions about life and death that you have no say on, which is in total abridgment to our constitutional rights. You know, so look at the voters need to take notice. I mean, you're watching what government health care, national health care by the government would start to look like. This is just a mere shadow of the reality. If you run this entire scenario out, this is quite dangerous. I mean, you have no rights anymore.
Well, the governor of New York decided not to buy 16,000 ventilators.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get in a government-run system, is a bureaucrat making a dumb decision not to be ready for a pandemic. When you have 16,000 ventilators at your disposal, buy the 15,000 ventilators.
No, but we want to take care of windmills, though. Windmills trump ventilators, right?
Well, and also, you know, carbon emissions from planes. What Nancy Pelosi did to the American people.
I'll tell you what. We got to call time out real quick. We got more from Megan Barr. Stay with us.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Package start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and find the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A conversation with Megan Barth from RegganBabe.com continues. You were saying, Megan, that Nancy Pelosi, boy, her perspective on what happened, she ought to be thanking, you know, the Republican Party and President Trump for saving her back end because of what she was pushing her and Clyburn. I mean, Clyburn really exposed himself big time on this whole deal, talking about, oh, this is our opportunity to force our vision, to force our values now that America is desperate, looking for help over this coronavirus.
Yeah, and if you have that Clyburn quote handy, or just repeat it again, but it was basically the Democrats wanted to exploit people's suffering, mm-hmm. people's pain, and even death, in order to make sure that they had their goodies and lined up so they could just take more power away from the American people. I could not believe my eyes, and I'm sure I'm like most Americans, when in the latest iteration of the Nancy Pelosi screw American bill, was $35 million to give a facelift to the JFK Performing Arts Center. While people are losing their jobs, while people are dying, and while people are suffering, Nancy is concerned about giving a $35 million facelift to the JFK Performing Arts Center. We can argue about how classless and soulless that is, mm-hmm. but I would like to focus on the part where the Democrats thought they could stick the Klobuchar ballot harvesting bill, otherwise known by vote by mail bill,
yes.
into a relief package, basically writing election law or changing national federal election laws to empower them to make sure that their party is easily protected through massive amounts of mail-in voter fraud.
Exactly. Clyburn's statement, let me just interject this very quickly because you asked for it. The essence was this is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. That's what he said.
There
exactly.
You go.
Yeah.
And they wanted to, Barack Obama wanted to fundamentally transform our country in 2008. This was the perfect opportunity. Never let a crisis go to waste. And that quote should be used in nearly every campaign commercial with the amount of pork that the Democrats wanted to put in to hurt the American taxpayer. Oh, okay, I get a $1,200 check. In the meantime, I'm paying $350 million to refugee resettlement programs, a $35 million facelift to the JFK Performing Arts Center, and $450 million for legalized ballot harvesting.
Yes, right, exactly.
What kind of deal is that?
Well, it's not in the people's interest, but yet to hear Nancy Pelosi speak, you think that she's all for the people. It's like, and people need to understand, they need to have critical minds to understand the language of the Democratic Party. That, and also, it's simple. All you got to do is look at the fruit of what they've delivered, whether it's on national health care. This is the party that gave us, Obamacare without any Republican participation. They refused any Republican participation. And so we got this incredible, affordable health care. How laughable is that? But that's typical of the Democrats. They know how to wordsmith in such a way to tell you, what it is. Really, what it is, what it's come down to with the Democratic Party is whatever they say, you just have to, on its face, believe the opposite.
Pretty much, exactly. And whatever they're accusing you of, actually, they're guilty of.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think really Nancy overplayed her cards. The Democrats as a whole with James Clyburn showed their hand, that they really never have been about the American worker. They're really only about power.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when you had Kennedy Democrats and Blue Dog Democrats. You still have Reagan Democrats, and many of those have come to the tent back or stayed with the tent, especially with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nancy Pelosi has tried to satisfy the most radical wing, the AOC, communist Marxist wing of her base, sliding in the Green New Deal that is no good deal for Americans, on the backs of Americans, mm-hmm. on the health of Americans, and on the suffering of Americans that have
exactly.
lost their jobs. Build how many unemployment filings are we going to see? And the Democrats, in response with Nancy about opening up the economy, mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't care.
Right.
I don't
right.
care.
Exactly. Yeah, this week alone, 3.28 million weekly filings for unemployment. 3.28, and she's sitting on her hands. I mean, the Senate, to their credit, worked through the weekend. They were, up till, I think 1 o'clock in the morning getting this mm-hmm. bill passed, and she just has a real quick gavel in, gavel out meeting, and we'll deal with that tomorrow. Okay, well, how about if your pay was on hold all this time, would there be any sense of urgency on your part for that?
And I think they also wrote themselves in a pay raise.
I haven't seen that one. How disgusting.
And here's the problem, Bill. I have nearly lost my voice because I was on the phone all day yesterday trying to defeat that ballot harvesting measure that they split into the bill,
mm-hmm.
talking to every single person that I knew and could think of.
Right.
And sure enough, it fell out of the bill, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
No ballot harvesting. But there's so much in the bill as it stands, and I tweeted to Kevin McCarthy yesterday, we don't want to pass it to find out what's in it.
Exactly. Yes. Now this,
and here we are again with the American people, especially the people that put the Republicans in power in 2010 after the Obamacare debacle where we had to pass it to find out what was in it. Those American people are still watching, we're still paying attention, and we do not want these massive bills, or there will be a massive revolt like we saw again, and they also, by creating these massive bills, they push Trump into a corner.
Mm-hmm. No,
and so $2 trillion, and we might have still $25 million to give a facelift to the John F. Kennedy.
No, that's in for sure. That they're definitely it went from 35 to 25. So you got a little bit of a break there. But my goodness, you know, people's lives are at stake, and we're arranging the deck chairs. It seems like
right.
You know,
exactly.
But on the other side, let's talk about some of the good news. You know, I've said that big companies do big things. We've got big companies. You know, people have said, I think Cuomo even suggested that Trump needed to exercise, some presidential power, which he has every right to do, to compel business to work on behalf of the American people in time of war. And but President Trump said, I don't have to do that. They're already volunteering, whether it's Ford, it's General Motors, 3M, and others coming to the front to say, hey, we're in. We've got other big companies like Walmart. You know, they're hiring, they've got 150,000 workers, you know, according to your website here, offering $550 million in bonus. This is a big company doing big things. And there's other companies like this that are supporting their workers because they know, you know, we've got 160 million employees out there right now sitting on their hands, and they're eager to get back to work, and they need to be incentivized in all the right ways. And this is what I was concerned about, Megan. I'm sure you were too. It doesn't take a whole lot of math to put into play here, but they were extremely generous, and I think too generous with this unemployment benefit, to where you're going to give people $1,000 a week to stay at home. This may keep people at home, but the other double-edged sword of this is that, you know, the small businesses are getting loans that could be forgiven, and one of the criteria is that they hold on to their employees. Well, what happens if an employee chooses not to come back to work? That they'd be better off staying at home watching TV, getting $1,000 a week.
Well, I think what we're going to see, like you said, we've got hiring by Walmart, 150,000, hiring by Amazon, 100,000, Hanes retrofitting their assembly lines to manufacture masks and gowns, and this ingenuity that we are seeing from existing companies, really, like they say, manufacturing in a time of war, the silent war, so to speak, the invisible war, now has extended their product lines, which can extend their revenue base, which also expands their hiring.
Exactly.
There's going to be a lot more manufacturing opportunities. I believe the silver lining out of all of this is when you do get knocked down, you have to rebuild, and we will start building. If it's going to save the USA, it should be built in the USA. There is no reason that 98%, a majority of our pharmaceuticals or antibiotics, are manufactured by a communist country. We must incentivize those businesses to bring back that pharmaceutical manufacturing to our interior. After NAFTA was passed, 77,000 factories shuttered. So we still have existing shuttered factories that can be retrofitted and brought back to life, or perhaps corporations look at tax cuts and repatriation
exactly.
in order to make America manufacture again. Make America manufacture again.
Yes.
Because we can manufacture. We've always manufactured. We've done it before. We've made quality products. And if it means paying a couple cents extra, then by God, we'll have a more robust economy with a stronger middle class, people making six-figure incomes. And if they want to stay home and raise the kids, they can do that too.
Exactly. Well, Megan, let's go back for just a little bit without getting too far in history, because we only got about a minute left here, is what policies from what party chased businesses away from America to go overseas with all the regulations and tax burdens and everything else?
Well, the first one was NAFTA. How do you you shuttered 70,000 factories here.
But before then, it was a gradual crawl where they continued to take ground, and they kept disinviting business and inviting business to leave, you know, to leave Dodge. And NAFTA, there was no question that that was a death nail and definitive. But before then, there had been a lead up to this. And so look at this is of our own creation. And after everything is all said and done, you've got to be thankful for Donald Trump, because he was rather prescient in saying it's about America first. And I think this is going to be the sentiment that will take place. And that this is what's going to open manufacturing again, to your point. I agree. And it's going to get America excited, because we're back in the business of business. Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan. Take care. Be safe.
Thanks so much.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diet.